Welcome to the Million Dollar Peace Podcast. I'm your host, Kirsten Roldan, and I help people build peaceful million and multi-million dollar businesses all day. I'm a New Yorker that ran a multiple six-figure funnel agency before becoming a million dollar business coach. I support coaches, service providers, and agency owners inside my two programs, Million Dollar Email and Million Dollar CEO, where I have enrolled hundreds of clients exclusively through email with a list below 1,000 subscribers and a lean team of just contractors. I'm able to take off from my business for months at a time without operations, delivery, or sales stopping. People are shocked by how much we do with such little stress, payroll, and social media. I'm on a mission to eliminate burnout from the industry, and I believe we can with the right team, systems, and mindset. I want more millionaires that aren't overworked and stressed. I want you to have peace. And that starts at the side hustle, six-figure, and multiple six-figure levels. Around here, we believe no peace means no growth, and we've got work to do. So let's dive in.
Hello, peaceful millionaires. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, we're going to talk about the 9 components to a scalable offer. After coaching people for years now on their offers, helping them create industry-leading, absolutely iconic offers, I've learned that it takes more than just having a niche skill with some extra calls to create a truly scalable offer. So today, I'm going to share with you the 9 things you need to have one. And this is my signature elevated offer framework. First, how do I define a scalable offer? So a scalable offer is an offer that can run with very lean team and systems. And it means that you can have an unlimited or a large amount of clients in it without sacrificing quality or client results. Here are the 9 components of a scalable offer. So I'm going to go through the components and then I'll give a brief synopsis on each one. So the number one component is offer is focused on one skill or service. Number 2 is your offer is essential on a monthly basis. Number 3, your offer has low requirements to join. Number 4, your offer has unique competitive features. Number 5, your price point for your offer has online shopping energy. Number 6, there are only 2 ways to pay. Number 7, your offer is designed to deliver without you. Number 8, invoices and deliverables are not customized. And number 9, your offer has systems that answer objections. So let me go through each one briefly. So number 1, your offer is focused on one skill or service. An example of this is like in my business, Million Dollar Email is an email program. We are focused on solving all of the different email problems. However, the biggest mistake that people make with this component of the elevated offer framework is they go too niche. They see an offer like Million Dollar Email and their brain goes, okay, I need something like that. And they'll pick a very niche aspect of their service that technically, like it's, and when I say it's too niche, usually what that means is it's not solving the whole problem for a person. It kind of goes into the second component of this, which is offer being essential on a monthly basis. We don't want it to be something, you know, where someone can, you know, come in, learn it real quick and then leave, right? Instead, we want it to be a skill that they, for your group program, for example, a skill that they A, need to master, number one, but B, that they need to work on a continuous basis. Now, for your one skill service, what that means is for your agency not having a bunch of different service offerings. You know, if you are a design studio, not having copywriting and design and SEO and all these different things, right? We want it to be a one skill service. Now, then it brings us to your offer is essential on a monthly basis. People miss this a lot. People don't even realize that the reason why they don't get re-signs in their offers, both coaching and agency, is because their offer isn't considered essential. Really great example is in agencies. I find that this happens a lot with clients that have an offer. I'll try to think of a specific one, but right now nothing's coming to mind, like right off the top of my head. But basically, they'll have an offer that the client is, okay, I have one, video editing. Okay. I've talked about this with my husband before, who's a video producer, and part of his services is video editing. And I've talked to him about how you can't just offer like one aspect of video editing. So for example, if he were to have a retainer and he only offered like curriculum editing in the retainer, that's only going to be essential when someone redoes their curriculum, right? So what else are they going to use him for? They're not going to keep a video editor on that only does curriculum editing, right? And pay them $1,000 or thousands of dollars a month, depending on your price point, if it's not essential. It's only essential sometimes, right? So, you know, with him, we helped him design a retainer that's considered essential on a monthly basis. And that is the big mistake that I see agency owners make a lot, and service providers, is they are wondering why clients don't stay with them when you don't have an essential service. You only have a service that's essential at certain times. Same thing with your coaching program. You might have, you know, picked a skill that isn't actually essential or relevant to the client on a monthly basis. So then your engagement is low. Then they don't re-sign. Then they don't get results, all those things, right? This is one of my personal favorites. The offer has low requirements to join is the third one. So what this means is that you don't have a bunch of like perfect client requirements, or what I call like green flag clients. You don't have a bunch of, you know, like, though, yeah, this is exactly the kind of person that needs to come in. They need to come in at exactly this point. They need to have this, 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 and that, right, in order to succeed. That's going to reduce your conversions. And also what that shows me is if you can't help a wide variety of clients, you have an offer issue. Like you have either a curriculum issue or a service delivery issue, or you have a mindset issue because you're scared of having a quote unquote red flag client, when your offer should be designed to make your quote unquote red flag clients the highest earners or the highest result creators, the people that are your top students, right? Red flag clients should be your top students. Okay. So what happens a lot is people have really high requirements to join. And I did this at one point too. I had, for my mastermind for $1 million CEO, I used to have three requirements. You had to have a $250,000 a year business. You'd have one VA, and you had to have at least one VA. And then you had to have 20 client results in your signature offer. And I was doing that because I was like, I really don't want anyone that needs help with sales. I don't want anyone that needs help with sales or that struggles with this or da da da. Well, guess what? People at 250K need help with that too, number one. But like, I was trying to avoid quote unquote problems in my offer instead of being a person that can help anyone, right? Your offer is not scalable if you can't help a large amount of people, an unlimited amount of people in it, okay? Offer has unique competitive features. So y'all get this mixed up a lot. You will add in like bonus workshops in your programs or in your agencies. Like you'll add in extra check-in points and strategy sessions, or in your program, you'll add in extra calls, or like you'll just like throw in a review feature, like, oh, we do copy reviews too, or whatever. You just throw in features and you stuff your program, but they're not unique and they're not competitive. You have to be both unique and you have to be competitive. It has to be something that someone isn't necessarily seeing anywhere else, or it has to be being done better than wherever else they see, right? So that's really, really important too. Price point has online shopping energy. What that means, whenever I say online shopping, what I mean by that, and I came up with this concept years ago back in 2020 about, you know, when it comes to someone buying from a funnel, it needs to be like, where they're okay with buying this offer the same way they're okay with buying from a random ad that they just randomly got on Facebook and, you know, jumping on it and being like, yeah, I want that. You know, oh, it's only $500. Oh, it's only $20. Oh, I'm going to do that. Right. And they just buy it right there, right then, right there. No thinking, no objections that need to be overcome. Like they just buy it. Right. In order to have your programs and your offers like that, your agency offers, your price point needs to have online shopping energy, which just means that your result needs to exceed your price point. So if you have a $10,000 price point, and I'm going to come up with the easiest example. Let's say you're a business coach and you have a $10,000 price point, and the majority of your sales page has people that have only made $1,000. Your result does not exceed your price point, right? You should have, you know, five people that have 100K, for example, with you. Another example is, let me use a different niche. Like, let's say you're a weight loss coach and your price point is $10,000 for one-on-one coaching, but the majority of your clients have lost 10 pounds. That's not enough for a $10,000 offer. They need to be losing 30, 50, 70 pounds, 100 pounds, right? For a $10,000 offer, especially if you're selling to consumers, right? So you have to be thinking about, like, consumers and not just business owners is what I mean. So you really have to be thinking about that. Another example is if you are an agency, it's going to be the same thing. If you, you know, have, I'm trying to think, like, let's use a design agency, for example. If you have a $10,000 price point for your design agency and the majority of your clients, let's say they didn't see a revenue increase from your design, that's not going to be enough for a $10,000 offer, right? So it's really important that your result exceeds your price point. That's what online shopping energy means. Next one is there are only two ways to pay. That's just really simple. That means not having a super like extended payment plan for no reason or anything like that. A lot of people will have these super long payment plans because they can't overcome the money objection. That's not a reason to have a payment plan, especially at scale. When you have a super extended payment plan, I find that like cash flow wise, profit wise, all of it, it tends to get sticky with my clients. So we want to make sure that not only are there only two ways to pay, but those two ways to pay are a good decision for your company as well, and also meets the needs of the client. Your offer is designed to deliver without you. That like kind of goes without saying, but basically what that means is you have a rinse and repeat process for either your curriculum. You either have a head coach curriculum where that curriculum could serve as the head coach, or you have a rinse and repeat agency service delivery process where it's like rinse, repeat, doesn't change. Every single client can run without you, et cetera. Okay. And also there aren't pieces of the service that involve you, right? Obviously it's different if you're like an agency from scratch and you're just starting and you know, you're starting to hire, et cetera. But once, in order to make that more scalable, we need to make it to where the different pieces of the service don't require you, right? So for example, oh, I only do the strategy calls. No. We want it to where your team could do the strategy calls, okay? Invoices and deliverables are not customized. This is especially for agency owners, but also for coaches. Coaches tend to, they'll be like, oh, I converted a client, but they said they need an extended payment plan. Well, you didn't convert the client then. You didn't convert the client if they need an extended payment plan. You didn't convert the client unless you converted them on your offer, right? And what you are offering. So that's for coaches. For agency owners, they tend to be like, oh, the client said that they really need this, so I just added it in and I charged them extra for it. No customized invoices and deliverables. Okay. This is my client's favorite one, the ninth one, which is offer has systems that answer objections. Your offer should answer the bulk of your objections so that you don't have to do a ton of objection handling in your content, in your launches, in your selling, all of that. Rather, your offer sells itself because it has features, tools, and resources that answer your client's top objections. No one teaches offer strategy like this, y'all. No one. This strategy works for every niche, any price point, and any style of offer. I worked one of my clients through this framework, and she quadrupled her client base in her agency in 30 days and broke a sales dry spell for one of her other offers and is now booked until May right now for it. Another client worked through this framework and significantly increased her client results, her current clients, and is already getting re-signs in her mastermind offer, just sending the email out. Another client worked through this framework and had her highest launch to date and officially hit the 100 client mark in her group program. This is going to be the first thing we work on. So whether you are launching this summer and want to make sure your offer sells easily so you don't have to overcome a million objections just to hit your goal, or you have clients coming up for re-sign and you want at least 50% of your people to, or your goal is to work on your client results, or you just want more money and peace this summer, then you need this framework. Inside Million Dollar CEO, the first thing we do is review your offers and help you choose which one is the most scalable. Then we walk your offer through each of the 9 components to make sure they are as strong as possible. We tell you what to add, what to take away, and how to build a highly unique offer that enrolls clients more than ever before. When you do not have all these 9 components, you plateau in your sales and client results, which creates lack of peace piece and less profit. Your offer looks like everyone else's, so you get a lot of objections and you don't convert as high as you want to in your launches. You shut down your offer and or you stop enrolling clients, plummeting your profit in the name of fixing your systems. Your finances are a mess because you have all these different payment plans, all these different deliverables. Your team is all over the place because they're delivering one deliverable for this client and another deliverable for that one, or they just don't know how to actually serve your clients because you don't have a rinse and repeat process. Your systems are complicated and all over the place. I can keep going. Okay. The elevated offer framework is a key aspect of increasing your profit by 50% because it determines your client results, scalability, and sales. I'm going to share more of this in my brand new webinar, How to Increase Your Profit by 50% in 90 Days with Team, Systems, and Mindset Work. This webinar is happening on Wednesday, April 17th, and it's for coaches and agency owners that want to learn how to double your retainers and launches while keeping 50% of your income in your pocket. Know what three things you need to do to increase your profit by 50% in the next 90 days while working less, and finally have more calendar space, capacity, creative time, and money to travel more, live luxuriously, and think at a higher level to achieve your goals. By registering for the webinar and booking a call by April 19th, you will receive a special bonus, the Pay Off Your Team Workshop. And this is only available live to those who book a sales call for Million Dollar CEO by April 19th. Your team should be making your company money. Inside this exclusive workshop, you will learn exactly what you need to have your team do in the next 30 days to make them pay for themselves so that they don't feel like an expense. This is for you even if you have a team or don't have anyone right now. You will learn the strategies you need to get everyone on your existing team making money for you, not just saving you time. Ensure your first hire creates an ROI for you right away. Clear your calendar while making more money. So good. The investment for Million Dollar CEO is $12,000 in full or six payments of $2,000 for 12 months of daily and weekly coaching support. We will open the doors after the webinar on Wednesday, April 17th, and you'll be able to book a sales call for the program at that time. If you book a sales call by Friday, April 19th, you will qualify for the bonus once you join. We close completely on Friday, April 26th. All right, everyone, I hope this was helpful and I will see you in the next episode.